Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Monday, we'll have gradually clearing skies in lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures right around the mid-60s. Tuesday night, slight chance for some rain showers late. Breezy will drop down to lower 40s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy. Right now, it's 37.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Trump administration apparently planning to allow E15 sales year-round. During a White House roundtable on agriculture yesterday, President Trump announced his support for E15 sales year-round without a cap on RIN prices. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said ethanol groups have argued that allowing year-round sales of 15% ethanol-blended fuels would be a win-win for agriculture and refiners who've alleged the RIN prices are overburdensome. President Trump told the group in attendance that they're going to raise it up to 15%, and that move will make a lot of people happy. Growth Energy applauding the comments from the president, calling the move a common-sense fix. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said a waiver lifting the reed vapor pressure limits on summertime E15 sales allows retailers to offer better options alongside traditional blends all year long. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson applauding the move as well, but said more can be done for higher blends of ethanol. The Farmers Union calling on the administration to eliminate similar barriers to expand the use of higher blends of ethanol like E30. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, former Mississippi Ag Director, will now serve on the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee after being awarded a seat on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Hyde-Smith sworn in Monday after being appointed to the seat of retired Senator Thad Cochran. She is the first woman to represent Mississippi in Congress. She announced she'll keep several former Cochran staffers as her senior staff, brought along the others from the Mississippi Department of Agriculture. Hyde-Smith elected Mississippi Commissioner of Agriculture in 2011 after serving 12 years in the Mississippi State Senate, including 8 years as chair of the Ag Committee. She looks forward to being a good steward of taxpayer dollars, she said. Her predecessor chaired the Senate Appropriations Committee. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment. And ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from water Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas woman pled no contest to second-degree murder in the death of her fiancé's 2-year-old daughter last year. 25-year-old Lindsay Thomason entered the plea Friday in the child abuse death of Presley Pording. Authorities say that Presley died in February of 2017 in Gardner from blunt force trauma injuries to the head, injuries she suffered while Thomason was babysitting her. The girl had severe bruising on her head and face, and one of her eyes was swollen shut when emergency responders arrived. Thomason told investigators the girl was injured when a crutch fell and struck her in the head. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier says a website created to find people who owe child support is already a success. The website had nearly 45,000 visits just in the first 24 hours after it became operational. One man who owes more than $56,000 in child support was located after a tip to the website. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
A political fight over abortion restrictions could prevent passage of a proposed bill in Kansas that would improve telemedicine access for rural areas. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the bill, which has been approved in different forms in the House and the Senate, has stalled because of the disagreement. The bill would require insurance companies in Kansas to cover health care services provided by telemedicine if the service is already covered by personal visits to a doctor. The roadblock is a provision that would include language forbidding abortions to be performed by telemedicine using chemicals. A former Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy accused of stealing nearly $7,000 from the agency has been sentenced to a year of probation. The Kansas City Star reports that Jay Pennington was sentenced on felony theft on Friday. Authorities say Pennington stole about $6,800 from the offender registration unit, taking cash payments from dozens of offenders required by state law to register with the sheriff's office. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers will finish a short 60-day session dominated by bitter disputes over the state budget, tax policy, and social issues. But those battles aren't done yet. The session's end sets the stage for new debates that will continue through the November election and into next year's legislative session. Lawmakers are pushing for ballot measures on property taxes and Medicaid. They're also gearing up for a possible special session and the May 15th primary elections. Authorities say no injuries or damage has been reported following a brief disturbance at a prison in southeast Nebraska. The Nebraska Correctional Services Department reports that 36 inmates refused to return to their cells Saturday evening at the Tecumseh State Prison. The department said prisoners were back in their cells by the time a prison riot response team entered the maximum security housing unit. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday, conducting mostly routine business. At the request of several Oquito and area residents, commissioners agreed to test gravel on Cherokee Road east of Oquito near 21st Road for a few miles and encouraged public input. Complete minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page. Nemaha Hall County Commissioners meeting Monday consisted of routine business. Hanover Hospital Board approved moving forward with a $2.2 million bond issue proposal for voters that would finance hospital updates, including remodel of the obstetric suite, renovation to accommodate CT scanner, purchase of electronic medical records, and updating equipment. The 15-year bonds would result in a local property tax levy of just over 13 mils for patrons in the Hanover Hospital District who will vote on the issue Tuesday, May 15th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. Gage County Planning Commission voted last week to move forward to the County Board of Supervisors, a plan to locate a temporary asphalt plant site off U.S. Highway 77 north of Beatrice along Highway 41. The site will be used during paving work on 77 Beatrice North to Princeton this fall. Increased truck traffic near the site will be a factor with a one-year lease designated for the site. Patty A. Sheems, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial, Lincoln Memorial Park Cemetery. Visitation, Tuesday, 8 until 5, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Patty Sheems. Patricia Pat L. DeMillo, age 64, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Pat DeMillo. Ralph Paul Roost, Jr., age 94, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfort. Family and friends will gather at Cigna Center in Frankfort following the service. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Paul Roost, Jr.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to dominate? The all-new 2018 Challenger GT all-wheel drive is the ultimate combination of power and heritage, and it can be yours during the spring sales event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. Take the streets by storm and you lease a new 2018 Challenger GT for as low as $223 per month. That's $223 per month with a lease rebate of $2,750 plus an additional $1,000 rebate for conquest or returning lessees. Lease yours at the spring sales event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice.
MSRP 35190, $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather at least over the next couple of days. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, temperatures finally warming back up. We do have a system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest late Tuesday night into Wednesday, bringing us just a little bit of some rain showers towards Tuesday night.
overnight and cooler temperatures by the middle of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, gradually clearing skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 66. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tuesday night, slight chance of rain, shower, slate, breezy will drop down to 40. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy. We'll see temperatures right around 60. Wednesday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 33. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around the upper 50s. And Thursday night, partly cloudy skies. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 90 in 1924. The average low, 43. The record low is 25 in 1928. Sunset this evening, 8:01. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
There's a new moon today, and that marks an annual event called National Dark Sky Week. We will tell you what that's all about on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. But first, if you've ever felt stranded, been unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 16th, the 106th day of the year. Charlie Chaplin was born on this day, and Bob Feller pitched Major League Baseball's only opening day no-hitter in 1940. This is National Dark Sky Week, an effort by stargazers to draw attention to light pollution. That's the term for artificial light sources that brighten the sky and make anything but the brightest stars virtually invisible, especially in urban areas. Now, if you care to show your solidarity, here's a few things they suggest. Turn off outdoor lights that aren't necessary for safety, shield light sources from the sky, or simply directing them towards the ground. Promoters have also compiled a list of certified dark sky parks, places you can view the Milky Way in all its glory with the naked eye. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is proud of the Axtell High School students who are dedicated to their studies in various academic areas like Scholars Bowl, FFA, the arts, math, and science. Good luck in your events this week from State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated is inspired by the brilliant Axtell students who work hard to achieve the top grades in all areas, including FBLA, FFA, mathematics, and all other academic areas. Good luck at the events this week, scholars, from your friends at Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Mike Trout, Justin Upton, and Luis Valbuena homered as the Los Angeles Angels won their seventh straight, beating the Kansas City Royals 5-3 Saturday night, with the final innings being played with snow falling. The Angels won their ninth consecutive road game. The Royals have now lost five straight. Drew Butera hit an RBI single in the seventh that made it 5-2, but Whit Merrifield flied out with the bases full to end the inning. Mike Moustakas homered to lead off the Kansas City eighth. Up next for the Royals, Eric Skoglund is looking for his first win since his big league debut on May 30th of last year, as the Royals will take on the Toronto Blue Jays at Toronto. First pitch tonight at 6:07. The Cincinnati Reds have fallen to a 2-12 record, that team's worst 14-game start since 1931. Mid-America Network Sports.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Granger.
Granger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Granger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Granger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Granger's got your back. Call or click Granger.com to see for yourself. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Suspended Kansas State guard Ahmad Wainwright has announced that he has received a scholarship release from Kansas State and will look to finish his college basketball career elsewhere. Wainwright appeared to be on his way to another year in K-State's rotation until he was arrested on the 3rd of this month and charged in Johnson County with two felonies, obstructing law enforcement and fleeing or attempting to flee from police, stemming from a January 17th incident in Overland Park. Wichita State has signed their first spring recruit for the 2018-19 basketball season. Dexter Dennis joins WSU's 2018 men's basketball recruiting class after signing a national letter of intent. Dennis was a Louisiana High School All-Star and Class 3A All-State selection. As a senior in 2017, he averaged 23 points and led Baker High to the state quarterfinals. Dennis chose the Shockers over finalists K-State, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss. Mid-America Network Sports.
The sports is a service of the Sports Booster Club members.
When you're not feeling well and you just want to be at home, RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville will make you feel at home with caring service. You'll feel better knowing that Karis Dunlap and her staff are there to provide you with prescription medication and over-the-counter remedies. Whether it's a case of the sniffles or more serious illness, RX Drugstore is an important part of your healthcare team, offering experience and information to get you on your way to recovery quickly. Feel better, feel at home with RX Drugstore, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 1.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Whether you eat them fresh, steamed, or in soups, peas are packed full of protein, fiber, and micronutrients. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This nutritious vegetable helps manage weight, strengthen the immune system, regulate blood sugar, and fight inflammation. Add them to your diet and you just may notice an increase in your energy level. Gardeners classify peas in three general categories, including garden or English peas, snow peas, and sugar snap peas. English peas have a sweet flavor and bright green color. The plump seeds are removed, the pods discarded, and only the seeds are eaten. Snow peas are flat with small seeds inside an edible pod. These are often used in stir fries. Sugar snap peas have a plump, edible pod filled with seeds and can be eaten fresh or cooked. Grow and harvest peas during the cooler months for the greatest yields and best flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The Depression was in full swing, and a young family was looking for a place to put down roots and begin a new business. It was the backdrop for a new pharmacist looking to open his new drugstore. What resulted is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Rick Husted's grandparents were looking for a place to establish a pharmacy. The town of Wall, South Dakota, fit the bill.
It was right off the Badlands, which was pretty popular. Also, they were starting to build Mount Rushmore, and they thought it'd be a good area. Wall also had a Catholic church in town, and Ted and Dorothy were Catholic.
Rick's grandfather, Ted, was a registered pharmacist, graduated top of his class from the University of Nebraska. They settled in Wall and opened Husted's Drugstore.
People didn't have much money. It was the 30s. It was the Dust Bowl era. The Depression. There was 25% unemployment in the United States. They were barely making a go of it, and they were given it 5 years.
During the height of the Depression, on a hot summer's day, Rick's grandmother Dorothy was caring for her young son, Billy, across town in a rented room. Both were trying to catch a nap.
She couldn't sleep because of the constant drone of tourist cars coming out of the Badlands, and the road coming out of the Badlands wasn't paved, it wasn't graveled, it was a packed dirt road.
The dust and heat were miserable, but also served as an inspiration.
Dorothy thought how hot and thirsty these travelers are, and here we sit with all the ice in the world, a great big soda fountain, and no customers. She had an idea. She asked the lady, "Would you watch Billy? I want to go down to the store and talk to Ted."
Dorothy's idea would help put the drugstore on the map, but there's much more to the story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Wall, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Planting, maintenance, and other chores can be done by tractors powered by electricity from the sun. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The solar electric tractor is here as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much power and versatility designed to fit in your garage. Dig, haul, and plant your acreage from daily chores to weekend projects. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Now get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at TheMeredithStore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Farm equipment innovator Steve Heckeroth has been tinkering with designs to build electric vehicles for 26 years. Small and mid-sized farmers from all over the world share his enthusiasm for reducing their use of fossil fuel. Heckeroth's company, Solatrac, is building utility tractors and row crop tractors for farmers who want zero emission power from renewable energy. There are no hydraulics on his tractors, yet a three-point hitch in the back and a hitch on the front allows farmers to use any Category 1 implements. Heckeroth says the motors are high torque and low speed.
Their maximum power is at 1,800 RPM, which is the RPM that diesel motors like to run at. But they have to get up to that speed before they have the power and the torque. So you don't have that instant torque that you have with an electric motor. And that makes a huge difference in the feel of the motor, even though the horsepower may not be as much.
Heckeroth holds the patent for exchangeable battery packs that make it easy to extend the tractor's daily work hours. And there are several charging options.
You can charge them right off the grid with a 220 charger. It's about a 6-hour charge. We've got one that will charge two batteries at 50 amps or one battery at 100 amps. If you charge the battery at 100 amps, it'll take 3 hours to charge the battery pack. You can charge from a solar array and then hook it up to an inverter that charges the batteries.
Heckroth's utility tractor is available now, and the larger row crop tractor will be available at the end of the year. Learn more about solar electric tractors at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
farmer who holds the new world record for corn yield. Today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Last fall, Charles City, Virginia farmer David Hula won the National Corn Growers Association 2017 yield contest with a 542 bushels per acre crop.
The seed technologies have brought us to where I do feel that the genetic potential for corn is about 800 to 850 bushels in a bag when you go to open it. Today, we can't make more bushels. It's just a system on how we're able to protect the bushels once we plant it. You know, the seed's going to carry you so far, it gives you that foundation, and then the management side is the key to where it allows you to save as many bushels as you can.
Hula credits the top crop to uniform emergence, a focus on plant health, and breaking out of the same old.
Most growers aren't willing to try something new. They're kind of in that insanity model. They just keep doing the same thing over and over again. What I would recommend to most growers is to take one section of some field and try something new that they haven't done in the past and just see how it filters out. And then if they have good success there, then try it on some more acres the following year or try multiple things. Because I've had a lot more failures than I've had successes. And if I continue to kind of stop because I failed, then we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Scientists say a climate boundary separating the east and west U.S. discovered more than 100 years ago has now moved 140 miles east. In a report published by Columbia University, scientists say global warming has pushed the boundary east and could have significant implication on farming in the region. Scientists say that due to global scale wind patterns to the west of the boundary, rainfall drops off sharply. East of the line, rainfall picks up sharply. The boundary, first discovered in the late 1800s along the 100th meridian and has moved closer to the 98th meridian to cut through east central Texas along the western borders of Arkansas, Missouri, and Iowa before then moving northwest through North Dakota. A researcher at Columbia University's Earth Institute predicts that as the drying progresses, unless farmers turn to irrigation or otherwise adapt, they'll have to turn from corn to wheat or some other more sustainable crop. Research argues that the boundary divide will continue to move east due to global warming. Well, more from the Farm Bill announcement. The National Pork Producers are hailing the House Committee's inclusion in the new Farm Bill language establishing and funding a vaccine bank to combat the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. FMD is an infectious viral disease that affects cloven-hoofed animals, including cattle, pigs, and sheep. It is not a food safety or human health threat. Although the disease was last detected in the U.S. in 1929, it is an epidemic in many parts of the world. The Agriculture Panel's Farm Bill calls for first-year mandatory funding of $150 million for a vaccine bank, $70 million in block grants for states for disease prevention, and $30 million for the National Animal Health Lab Network. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment. And ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
KNDY.
We continue to see the intense pressure on the Kansas City wheat today. May Kansas City wheat down 15 and three quarters now at 480. July down 16 and a quarter at 498 and three quarters. We're seeing significant losses in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well, but really only about half of the losses we're seeing for Kansas City wheat. Really struggling today. May corn is down 3.25 at 383. July down 3 at 391.5. Soybeans started out green, but that gave way. May beans now down 9.25 at 1045. July down 9 at 1056. Later months are all lower. The products are off. May soybean meal is down 280 at 380 even. July bean meal is down 260 at 384.20. Soy oil is down. May is at 31.21, down 27 points. July is at 31.46. That's down 29 points. So nothing positive in the soy complex, and Kansas City wheat continues to take a thrashing. April live cattle up 105 at 117.60. June up 157 at 105.22. So things look good there. All the later months are green. April feeders up 72 at 140.10. May feeders up 97 at 141.35. So things are looking pretty good for feeder cattle as well. Each of the later months is up. Hogs tried to rally a bit ago, but couldn't make it hold on. May hogs down 95 at 68.75, while June hogs are down 25 at 77.40, with each of the later months lower. Cotton is mixed. May cotton is down 20 points at 83.23, but July is up 11 at 83.46. Crude oil is sharply lower. May crude down 85 cents at 66.54. Unleaded gas and heating oil are both lower as well. And gold is up. April gold up $3.20 at $1,348 an ounce. Silver and copper are also higher. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gove County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gove County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at some unusual things happening in the world grain and soybean trade. After this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
Some strange happenings in the world grain market, particularly in soybeans over the past month or two. This headline on Reuters a few days ago really caught my attention. Argentina books the largest U.S. soybean imports in 20 years. The story went on to say Argentina has booked its largest import purchase of U.S. soybeans in 20 years amid a drought that has cut production in the world's number three soybean exporter and the top suppliers of soy meal and soy oil. And then that was followed up over a two-day period with another 120,000-ton purchase by Argentina and an additional 120,000 tons, two packages at that size, purchased by Argentina from the United States. Now, if you can remember the drought year of 1988 in the United States, then maybe you can relate to these headlines a little easier, because we had a drought that severely cut production in soybeans and corn, sending prices limit up 2 and 3 days in a row in 1988. Well, the drought this year in Argentina, something that we talked about a great deal, is happening and has happened. And USDA attaché said that the soybean crop in Argentina would be down to 40 million tons compared to 47 million tons in their previous estimate. And then here comes Argentina saying that no, the crop will be even smaller than that. So they're having to buy soybeans to fulfill their contracts with foreign countries on soybean meal and oil, and to provide soybeans for Argentina. Back with a final word after this message.
Every good season starts with one great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farmhands Reward. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best ag tires through the Firestone Farmhand Rewards program by contacting your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch. These large instant discounts are available through April 30th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
I guess it's a saying that we can say over and over again when it comes to weather for crops. Don't mess with Mother Nature. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
We feed our livestock healthier diets than we feed ourselves. If you want to boost your nutrition and health, start eating like a pig on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
The answers to human diet dilemmas might come from pigs, which are an excellent substitute for humans when studying nutrition. Pigs and humans have similar gastrointestinal systems, body composition, and nutritional requirements. Dr. Eric Berg is a professor of animal sciences at North Dakota State University and is using pigs to study American diets. He says the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN put together a report looking at protein quality in human diets. It found what swine producers already no, the focus isn't crude protein. Producers look at balancing the rations for amino acids.
That corn, that grain by itself isn't going to have a complete amino acid profile. So you bring beans in with it, you bring lentil, or you bring pulses in with it. So that combination gives you the essential amino acids. So this group said that iron deficiency and essential amino acid deficiency are what's causing the majority of health and obesity problems around the world.
In Berg's study, one set of pigs were fed a typical human diet high in sugar. The results were telling.
They never gained any muscle on what the average American ate. Fat depth, they gained a lot of fat. By the end of the 3-month study, we're down below 35% muscle on what the chunky average American eats.
Some pigs lost their hair, developed acne and brittle bones. Berg says they had to stop the study after 3 months because the stuff we eat was considered an inhumane diet. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about why Berg is telling us to eat like pigs at agriculture.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone, 268-0647, or home phone, 363-2645.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, not enough rain, too much rain, cold temperatures, hot temperatures. There's been a good deal of concern in recent weeks about the winter wheat crop. This week, we're going to take a look at the condition, at least so far, of winter wheat. We'll start in Texas.
It's been exceptionally dry. In our largest producing area, we went over 100 days without rain, and the rain that we have received recently has been pretty scant, so things are very dry. Fortunately, though, we're hearing reports that the dry land wheat in this area is hanging on, barely, but still hanging on. Of course, irrigated wheat is doing a little bit better. I actually drove through central Texas this past weekend and saw some of the wheat growing there, and it looks all right. I think they've received more moisture and less of the harsh conditions that we've had in some of the other areas of the state.
Darby Campsey is Director of Communications and Producer Relations at Texas Wheat. She tells Mid-America Ag Network that there are some major differences in the condition of the winter wheat crop from one region of the state to another.
Rolling Plains area, they've had some real issues with grazing, and now they're getting some bad weather that's coming through and kind of damaging some of what they've got. Our producers in the north and eastern Texas area have had kind of a weird year so far. It started out really wet, and things were looking good, and then it got too wet, and they were worried about damage.
She says there's been dryness issues in the panhandle.
If we can continue to see some moisture come in, we may turn out an all right crop. But as of right now, we're just kind of keeping our fingers crossed.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice, with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A.